When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas and I'm here today with my co-host Clay Tatum.
Hello, baby! It's me on the keys again, baby! Hit the keys, baby! Come on! Ha!
Today on the podcast, we're going to discuss the new film, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
That's a Netflix original, baby!
An old film, Shawshank Redemption. Buddy's,
that's an old film, baby, on streaming online. Maybe come and get it, baby.
Buddy's going to make a plea about a classic cartoon, and Clay went to an art show. We're joined by our number one audience member, Rod. Give it, let's start the show. All right.
Okay, so that one I did.
was very good.
I ended that one on a hit. So
you could call that one epic.
That's freaking epic. Okay, so
The new film, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, has been released straight onto Netflix. Which is
what did you just say?
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs has been released straight onto Netflix.
What was the first part of that?
The new film.
The Ballad of
Buster Scruggs.
Buster Scruggs.
Yeah, Buster Scruggs.
But wait, Scruggs or Scrubs?
Scruggs.
Have you? Oh,
okay.
And Ballad Buster Scruggs is directed by a Coen brother.
So this is a brother duo.
The Coen brothers.
This is a brother duo.
Yeah.
Making a movie.
The Co-Bros.
They're putting their difference aside and they Coen say, bros. Let's just make a freaking movie.
Oh, because they used to fight?
Oh, brothers fight, my man.
That is true.
Yeah, well, they decided to make a film called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah.
And it's shot on digital.
Oh,
Which is new for them, and it's also not in theater. It's in TV. So,
so let me just jot all this down because I want to write my review while you do your review.
Okay.
So let's just get down to the basics here. This is... Busty Scrubs.
Yeah. Okay. So,
He's a made-for-TV movie made by brothers.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So let's get down to
what type of this thing seems like a western.
And it is. You're right.
Oh, it's a western.
It's a western of six different vignette short films starring lovely actors, beautifully written by the Coen brothers.
Okay, so here's the first. Okay, so here's the first one coming in, and let me set the tone. So let me get some hillbilly music coming on, and here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, well, the first short film is about Buster Scruggs himself. He's a really funny little guy who sings the songs by Slim Whitman, the song Cool Water. He's bouncing around on his best friend Horse, and and him land in a new town where he plays cards with a mean guy, and he pops the mean guy's skull with a 2x4 of a table.
This has a popping skull part too.
Within the first five minutes, he pops his skull with a 2x4 and a gun.
What?
Pops his skull twice.
It's he sandwiches really... the 2x4 and the gun in the.
No, he kicks a 2x4 with his heel, and it pops up and bonks him in the chin, and then it pops his skull with a gun.
Pops the skull with a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, he puts and the 2x4 like a seesaw.
Yeah, exactly.
And over the guy's head, and then
something like that.
And then the gun flies in the air.
Something like that.
Okay.
And you're immediately in love with Buster at this point because he's singing his songs. He's wearing his nice white clothes, and people think, "Well, you're supposed to be a bad boy. You should wear black." But no, he's wearing white.
Okay.
He pops the skull immediately, and you're like, "This guy's lovely." And then the guy whose skull got popped, his brother comes in, which is interesting. You bring up the brothers because the Coen brothers have within the first 10 minutes of the film, they have a brother in the film.
So these guys are just like, okay, what should we make a movie about, brother? And they go, hey, that gives me an idea. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then the brother challenges him to a draw.
Oh, a draw.
Because he's pissed. And Buster shoots off all his fingers immediately.
Oh,
and he's like, well, Buster's a bad boy. But whenever he goes, okay, do you want to count for the draw? He goes, no, and so Buster immediately shoots off all his fingers. Then Buster lives his life for a couple minutes, and then another guy comes who's wearing all black and goes, I challenge you to a draw. And he goes, do you want to count? And Buster goes, no, and then the guy shoots Buster in the head. And that's the end of the first one.
Dang. Well,
what was the point of that?
What do you mean?
Well, okay, let me just recite what just happened to the best of my abilities.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just review it, just each segment. Okay,
okay,
here's my vignette.
Here's my review of segment one. What's the segment called?
Buster.
Okay, Brothers Present Buster. Okay, here's my, and what's the music for the first one?
Well, it should be some fun, really fun Western kind of music with a jazz
tinge. You know what?
Tinge.
Here's the thing. I've never done this on this podcast before, but listen to this. I'm going off paper, baby, all from my Chrome. I'm doing all memory today, baby.
Chrome.
So
I'm taking straight off the Chrome.
I'm doing my reviews from the top, okay, and not from this freaking paper. So,
this is amazing.
I'm going rogue right now, baby. So give me some freaking music to play, and I'll tell you what just happened in the Brothers First Buster.
I think you should play some pop, Western fun music with a jazz pop tinge.
Okay, jazz pop tins, and that's
but pop Western.
Pop Western.
Jazz pop tinge.
Pop tinge.
Trash pop tins. Okay, this
tinge.
This is a Western tinge with a jazz spice in it, baby, for the first Buster film. So, Buster's coming in hot. He's coming in hot on a bouncy horse, and he comes in town and he goes, the first person I see, I'm gonna pop their head open, and then. He goes, you can't pop my head open. You only have a 2x4. And he goes, well, I can do a lot with this. And he pulls out his gun and he takes the gun and he pops the 2x4. The guy's head pops off. And yep. then he goes, okay, I gotta take someone to a draw. And then one guy goes, oh, heck, I'll do it. Let me count off. Well, shit, where's my fingers? Anyone, he goes, well, I blew off your fingers, you idiot. Come on, bouncy horse, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's the first one. That was my first paperless review, and I give that short 10 out of 10.
I give that one a 10 out of 10, too.
Okay, bud.
10 out of 10.
Rod?
Absolutely 10 out of 10.
Rod, do you think this one through?
Yeah, it's a 10 out of 10.
That's
absolutely
a perfect score for a perfect film. Let's go to the next short, my man.
All right, so the next short is, well, I don't know. Let's just do a few of them because I don't remember all of them. The next one that I loved is about a prospector played by Tom Waits.
Okay, this is definitely, I know a type of Western. This is like a silly Western. Listen,
yeah. Spaghetti. And he's looking for spaghetti gold. Western. He's all alone.
Oh, wait, spaghetti Western? Let's do Italian.
Just spaghetti Western.
Okay, Italian.
So he's all alone looking for his gold, and it's in the middle of the daytime. It's beautiful. There's a deer. He looks at the owl. You can tell he really respects nature because he doesn't want to take all the owl's eggs, but he does take one.
I got a meatball in my revolver.
Yeah. So he's looking for gold. He sees that this river does have a little bit of gold, but not really enough, so he starts digging, and he's looking for the pocket. And this is where I really buy into this film, because he starts talking to the pocket.
Wait, what's the pocket?
The pocket's named Mr. Pocket.
Wait, what's a pocket?
A pocket of gold.
A pocket you find in a pair of jeans?
No, a pocket you find in the land.
Go off.
Pocket of gold. I'm going off. So he starts digging. He can't find nothing, but he keeps going, I'm going to find you, Mr. Pocket. And it's very, very funny and fun.
I'm laughing my ass off.
After about his 40th hole, third day digging, he finds the pocket. Oh, my God, it's good gold chunks in there. He finds the gold. He's celebrating. Oh, my God. And then he looks up behind him, and there is a bad guy. I've been watching him the whole time, waiting for him to find the pocket. And the guy shoots him. Right through the chest.
Damn it, ow!
And it's sad, and you're like so sad because you love this character so much. And then the guy goes, waits. He smokes a whole cigarette to make sure that Tom Waits is dead. He jumps down to start grabbing the stuff, but guess what? Tom Waits isn't dead. He's been playing dead the whole time.
So gotcha!
Then he kills this guy. He realizes the bullet went straight through, and he takes the gold, and he's a happy man. And
I got to go, yeehaw, yeehaw! Yeah. Someone give me a plate of spaghetti, let's go!
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay,
And
what's the title of this?
Mr. Pocket.
What, say that again.
Mr. Pocket.
Mr. Pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Mr. Pocket.
Okay, Mr. Pocket is a second short film from the Brother Gang. And what type of music do you want to do this year?
Something uplifting with a jazz pop. Something uplifting with a jazz pop tinge.
Like a bebop. Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Here's my review on this second Brother Buster movie. Here Goes Nothing. This is has a prospector. He's looking for freaking gold. He's trying to change gold into cash. And the way you do it is by you find a pocket. And then he goes, "Where's my freaking pocket?" "There it is. I found my pocket." And he goes, and then the guy behind him goes, "Hey, you fucking idiot. Guess what? I've been following you around thinking that you're going to find that pocket. And when you find the pocket, I'm going to shoot you through the chest." And he goes, "Well, okay." And then he shoots him right through the freaking chest. Takes his pocket and he filled his hand all, and it's just filled with lint. Okay, so for all of that, I give the pocket short out of the busty scabs, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 for me.
He lives, right?
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Okay, let's do
one more.
One more.
Okay, this one is really good.
Okay, so this is gonna end the film.
Yeah. So this ends the film. It is a young girl is traveling on the Oregon Trail all the way to meet her husband with her brother, but her brother gets...
Okay, Oregon, let's do some grunge.
Yeah, do some grunge. But her brother gets sick, and he has a cough, and he dies, and he's got a loud dog. So everybody wants to get rid of this dog, and the girl's like, "Well, my brother's dead, I feel sad." And so a hunky cowboy man goes, "Well, ma'am, excuse me, but we gotta get rid of this dog. I'm sorry to be the one..." And she goes, "I understand." So he takes the dog out into the field and goes to shoot it, but the dog runs away. And then the cowboy and the girl fall in love. And it's a really nice story. And he says, "Well, I know you're going out to get married in Oregon to a man you never met, but why don't you just marry me?" She goes, "Well, I think that'd be great." And he goes, "All right, I just got to tell my boss who leads this trail, and then we can figure out this stuff." And so he goes, "Okay." And then the boss is mysterious and weird, and then the girl one day goes and looks at gopher dog holes. Prairie dog holes.
The
prairie dog and gopher are the same thing, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so there's gopher dog holes out there, and the girl is looking at the gophers going, "Well, these gopher dogs are hilarious." And then her fiance's boss comes up and goes, "Well, be careful, the land is squishy out here because of these gopher dogs." And she goes, "Well, hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for letting me marry your employee. And he's like, "That's all right." And then all these Native Americans come and they go to attack them. But the gopher dog holes have made the land too soft and all the horses keep falling over. It's
really
fun.
Are you really
fun.
Telling the movie?
Yeah, it's really fun. And then the guy goes, "If these people come back, we're dead. So if I die, you go ahead and shoot yourself."
Here's Is this the same length as the other ones?
Yeah. No, this one's longer.
Oh, yeah.
"You go ahead and shoot yourself if I die." And she goes, "Okay." So he sneaks and plays dead.
There's still more of them?
A Native American goes to kill him, and he's not actually dead. He's just playing dead, waiting for the Native American to come so he can shoot him in the face. Huh. And the girl thinks he's actually dead, so she kills herself.
What happens to that? What about the dog?
And then the dog comes back to the fiancé.
Remember the first story when a 2x4 fell on a gun?
Yeah,
and it
bopped that guy's head off? Yeah. Okay,
but
so, all right.
It is good.
Sure.
Okay, so, all right, this get out of here.
Just to clear this up, too, I looked up what's the difference between prairie dog and a gopher, and there's definitely a difference. One is about an inch higher. One's about an inch higher than the gopher.
Okay, let me get to my...
Will you text me that, please?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Let's get to this freaking review. Okay, so what are you calling this one? And I'm going to be honest with you.
Be honest.
There's a lot of stuff that you said that I just don't remember.
That's why, Clay, you got to write this stuff down.
This might not be the best method for
you. Well, he's off paper.
I'm off dome right now.
Once you got
the soggy... little doggy holes that I just stopped.
Gopher dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Here's the best I can remember. What type of music do I need to play for this?
This is romance.
Okay, so this is a very romantic
with jazz pop tinge.
Very romantic.
Always.
Okay, this is okay. Let me see here. Oh, there's nothing more. Get out of here, my guy. So what do you call this short?
This is called President Pierce.
President Pierce. And
that's the name of the dog.
Okay, here's my review. Okay, this is to my best abilities. This is my review of. I even forgot the name. I got
President Pierce.
President Pierce by the brothers. The brothers did it again in their scab movie.
The Naked Brothers Band.
The Naked Brothers Band did it again in their scab movie, and this is the patriotic dog. Here we go, my guy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A long time ago in the Old West, a girl has a dog. This is a yappy little sucker. And he's hanging out with some prairie dogs, which are also dogs, which is kind of confusing, but stick with me here. And then this guy falls in love with this girl, but there's soggy dog holes out there. And then a Native American comes in, but the soggy dog holes are too soggy. They fall in the hole. And so everything's okay, but the one guy's got too distracted by the soggy dog holes, and he forgot that he had a fiance. But you know who remembered? The dog. The dog came out and says, listen, you might have lost your fiance because of all these soggy dog holes, but I'm here for you. Bark, bark, I'm a dog. And he goes, what are you, a prairie dog? And he goes, no, let's not get into that. Those are the people who are creating these soggy holes, or these prairie dogs, not me. I just like to go out back and dig a hole for my bone. And I also like to pee on fire hydrants. Now let's go out and get some spaghetti. And you pay for it with all that pocket gold you found, my guy. And for all that, I give the patriotic puppy man short out of the Busty Scrubs movie by the Coe brothers. I give everything all that. I give it 10 out of 10. And I'm not doing this from the dome again because this is freaking confusing.
I give it a 10 out of 10 too. It's beautiful.
Okay.
I'd have to give it a 10 out of 10 also.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 10 out of 10.
Let me just like, everyone, let's
take, I love
wait, the, let's just take a break right now. So you gave it, I gave it 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I love the gopher
Whit
dog.
Gave, yeah, I love just any dog.
You should see the way that they're gave it a 10 out of 10. Depicted in this film.
What gave it a 10 out of 10?
Are they funny?
Yeah, okay. Very funny.
Is okay. It an honest representation?
Yeah.
Does it remind you
I like that.
Timon?
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
Timon?
He's a gopher dog.
Timon is a gopher dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Timon.
From Africa.
What is this? Am I missing
Timon
out on
something? Timon and Pumbaa.
What's it?
Timon and Pumbaa.
They're two friends.
He's a gopher dog.
Is a pig and a gopher dog.
Okay, can y'all explain this movie to me?
Okay, there's...
It's called Lion King.
It's called The Lion King.
Okay, what,
it was a hit Broadway musical.
Okay, it takes place in 1994.
Okay, yes. 1994, what am I thinking?
In Africa.
1994.
Mid-90s.
It showed in cinemas around the globe.
Maybe like a little bit grunge.
Okay, grunge. Right back at it.
Takes place in Africa on Pride Rock, which is like their New York... Kind
actually,
of.
The Lion King honestly was a really huge inspiration for Jonah Hill's mid-90s.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because it's Animal Kingdom.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Watch any interviews with him. He always talks about it's like Animal Kingdom. That's why I give it a 10 out of 10.
Look.
That's true.
You know how your uncle is always wishing he could be your dad?
Yeah, of course.
That's what the movie's about.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, I'm on board with this.
The Lion King.
Rod, can you explain to me where you're confused?
No, I thought it was about how gopher and a Pumbaa pig.
No.
Okay, gopher, Pumbaa pig.
You're watching the wrong movie, pal.
Gopher, Pumbaa pig. My dad.
They always wanted a son.
My uncle wants to be my dad.
My dad.
Yeah.
Pofer and the Pumbaa king. And Rod's confused or something.
No, it's Pofer and the Pumbaa king.
I get it.
Pofer and the Pumbaa king want a son.
We get this.
Well, okay, that is technically one aspect of the film, but the overall blanketed agenda is uncle wants to be dad.
And daddy don't want to die.
Daddy don't want to die, but Dad dies anyway.
That's a story.
Spoiler alert, but yeah, Dad dies.
Okay.
Well, the other film that I saw is called Shawshank Redemption. I hadn't seen the whole thing in a long time. This movie's long, and it's written by Stephen King and Stephen King's weird period.
I'm picking the piece of paper off the ground because I'm not doing this from the dome thing anymore.
Yeah. So Stephen King used to be known for writing horror film.
Ooh, scary. But, let's do some scary music.
But Shawshank Redemption is not that. It's an interesting tale of a boy who goes to jail for fighting his girlfriend because his girlfriend is having sex.
And that's not scary.
It's very well. It is scary in a way. So he goes to jail. He meets Morgan Freeman, who is literally the best friend he's ever had. And they go and they talk. And then he starts doing the books, accounting, because he's smart. And at some point he realizes because of a new inmate. And all, you know, the prison system is corrupt. He realizes that there's this new inmate who says, "Hey, I know you didn't kill your girlfriend and her boyfriend because I did." And he goes, "Oh, well," then he goes to the warden, and the warden doesn't like that because he likes the guy being there to do the accounting. So
this guy did this. This guy came in and goes, "Hey, I didn't do this." And then the next thing you know is he goes to the guard and goes, "Hey, listen, I figured out that some other guy in here did this."
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he kept having to do the books.
The guy was willing to admit that he did it. But the prison people wanted him to stay to keep doing the books. So they kill the guy who actually did it. And then you won't believe it.
Wait, so why do they kill the guy? Who kills the guy who did the bad thing?
The warden.
Why does he kill him?
Because he doesn't want him to get out. Doesn't want Andy to leave Tim Robbins.
Okay.
So Tim Robbins is clearly pissed that he's got to be in jail. He's not liking it. He hates this crap. Truly the whole time he hates it. So he starts digging a hole, but you don't know this yet. Morgan Freeman is smart, and then they have a friend named Brooks who kills himself once he gets out because he doesn't know how to adjust, and it's a good little scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Tim Robbins goes, "You know what? I just might not be around anymore." Everybody thinks he's going to commit suicide. The next day,
if you go, "Hey, I'm not going to be around anymore," I think that's
This is kind of
a weird way of putting it. Yeah.
This is 20 years later.
It's like, "Hey, I'm going to go sleep with the fishes," and then you actually just want to go take a nap with some fish.
Yeah. This is 20 years later, by the way. I forgot to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies for not keeping up on this.
So he's in jail for 20 years.
20 years go.
A lot happens in 20 years.
Yeah, you're telling me, man.
So the next morning, he doesn't pop out of his cell when the cops tell him to. Everybody's like, "Ah, crap, he's dead." And then they go in there, and he ain't even in there. Where did he go? Well, guess what? He dug a hole and got out. He climbs through poop.
What?
And this scene was shocking. I don't remember this being poop as a boy. I thought this was mud. But it is pure poop.
I think
he throws up.
Listen, let's just be real here. Let's cut all this crap. Let's be real. If you're going to have a prison, you would surround that sucker with a whole lot of poop.
A poop moat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about Alcatraz. You can swim through water, but poop? Nobody wants to be swimming through poop. That's where they went wrong.
Yeah, you would step out and go, and then you'll walk right back in.
Yeah, so Shawshank, I guess, is the name of the...
This is a really smart movie.
Shawshank is the name of the prison, and it's called Shawshank because of it's surrounded by poop.
That makes sense.
Is that some sort of slang for poop?
Yeah, Shawshank means poop. Oh. It's poop in a different language.
This is the movie poop. I get confused with the one where Tom Hanks can't pee.
That's Green Mile.
Right. Yeah, I get scenes mixed in with this one because they're both like the same color in my
head. Well, in Green Mile, Michael Clark Duncan has to suck his piss out of him or something like that.
Right. What the hell is in all these freaking movies?
What are you talking about?
They're both written by Steve King.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wait, what?
He can't pee and it has to be sucked out of him?
Yeah. Michael Clark Duke has to suck.
Go off track here for a sec.
Michael Clark Duke has to suck the piss out of Tom Hanks so that he can pee clean.
Every time?
I'm pretty sure Michael Clark Duke has to suck piss. So anyway, and he's big. Okay, so that's a different movie though.
Wait, Tom Hanks is big?
No, Michael Clark. Oh. He is so big. So because of how nobody's ever seen a man this big, so they assume he can suck good. So he sucks.
He sucks a piss, right?
He sucks tumors out of people. So he sucks piss out of people.
So someone's like, man, there's piss stuck in me. And then everyone's head slowly turned. So my man, Michael Clark.
Pissed. He's just like, well, I guess. Okay. I guess I'll suck the piss.
Yeah, that's what happens. So he sucks the piss out of him. Okay. But first,
it's just
first he has. No, hold on, guys. Because first he has to suck the sick out of his Tom Hanks' wife.
Wait.
And then he can suck the piss out of his dick.
Michael's. Clark dude sucks piss.
Okay.
And then,
Andy's crawling through the poop. As soon as he gets out of the poop, he takes his shirt off. And guess what? He stole his warden's suit. And then he has been doing all the books for the warden. And this is an aspect of the movie I love. He's been cooking the books. He's been shaving some money off the top and doing some laundry.
My man's a chef.
Yeah. So he's been doing some laundering. And he goes and
he has laundry and he cooks.
Yeah, he's doing money laundering. Man,
lock that
money
down.
Money laundering.
Hey, yeah,
so he goes
to
the bank
get a
with the
that.
New identity
yeah,
that he made up. With the new identity made up, and he has $350,000 in the bank over the last 20 years that he's been scraping. Then he writes a letter saying this is what actually happened. The warden gets goes to get arrested, but he shoots himself in the head, and then. Morgan Freeman gets out of prison, and he is like similar to his friend Brooks. Was thinking about killing himself.
Wait, I thought Brooks already killed himself.
He did already kill himself.
They go to like a Yankees game, right?
No.
That's okay, so they go
a different
to
movie.
Right, what are you thinking of?
Life. I was thinking of Life.
Oh yeah,
different
so
movie.
Okay, so so that happens in Morgan Freeman, but then he gets a letter with a treasure trail. And so he goes on the trail, finds some money and some other stuff, and then he goes and he meets Tim Robbins on the beach, and Tim Robbins is cleaning a boat. But the boat is wrecked. It didn't make sense.
Why he's okay.
He wrecked a boat, I guess, on the beach, and now he's cleaning
it. My man, so dumb.
That's a responsible thing to do.
Yeah, and I assume they killed themselves shortly after.
Because of the boat?
Because of what's it called? Incentivism? And where people go back to prison?
Recidivism.
Yeah, I assume they either kill themselves or they go back to prison because the system doesn't work for them. Especially Morgan Freeman because he's been in prison for 40 years.
That's a long time.
That's longer than. I mean, yikes.
Yeah. I'll say that again.
It's too bad Michael Clark Duke wasn't there to suck the prison out of him.
I know. It's a shame.
It's too bad.
They killed that little piss sucker, too, right at the end.
Why are they doing
that?
And
the light bulbs go out.
Yeah.
And then the other guy
But then Matt Damon something?
What? No.
Matt Damon's there?
Oh, he turns into flies? No, wait.
Wait, is Matt Damon turns old? No.
No. Mm-mm.
No, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
I'm confusing it with Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah.
No, that's easy to do. Whenever you have Tom Hanks, it gets confusing.
Yeah, it could be any movie.
Right, yeah. It's probably just Forrest Gump every time.
Yeah, that's why. It's because Tom Hanks is in every movie in Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Forrest Gump is like 10 movies in one movie starring Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Did you know in the book of Forrest Gump, he goes to space?
What?
What? That dumb boy went to space? Oh, my
God. Yeah, he goes to space in the book.
My man can barely tie his freaking shoes. He's taking him on an Apollo mission. What's wrong with him?
But he also goes to space in Apollo 13.
Sounds like fucking...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Sounds like don't freaking ruin the book.
Yeah. Okay,
so I'm still writing my review, so y'all don't go on too much of a tangent here. I can just get to do...
Remember when they sent Jason to space?
Yeah, Jason X.
That's probably where they got the idea.
I can't think of a worse idea, my guy.
Yeah, Clay and I got kicked out of the movie of Jason X. Yeah.
Oh, really?
When we were children, we snuck into there.
Yeah, and I'm like, what do you I think I care on this one? It's like, idiot, and then I beat him up.
I think space is a good place to send Jason.
Well, they didn't send him there. I just watched Jason X about a month ago. I rented it. I don't know why. And they don't send him there. They find him when they're doing a trip back to Earth, and he's frozen or something. And they bring him back up to space and thaw him out, and then he's alive, and he chops her freaking dicks off.
They thaw him out in space.
Yeah, well, Michael Clark Duke is not available to suck the mean out of him.
Okay, so... Right. Yeah, okay, so
that'd be a lot of mean.
All right, I'm finished. I'm finally done. I'm finally done writing my review.
Okay, so you should see the amount of pages Clay has right now. He's got like 14 pages in front of him.
This is the most I've ever written down for a review.
I can't wait.
And this
you better pick the perfect song. We need something triumphant with a jazz pop tinge. And timeless.
With a jazz pop tinge.
And timeless.
And timeless. I can't think of a more timeless song than this jazz hit from 1940. Why not? Okay, here we go. So here, this is my review of Shunshake Red Dead Redemption. Okay. Here we go. Man, I hate this crap. I'm digging a hoe. 20 years go by and a lot happened those years, but I don't know what, but poop is involved. Michael Clark Duke sucks piss and sucks sick out of Tim's wife. Tim cooks books. My man's so dumb he cleans a broken boat. How about this? How about you clean all that shit off of you? What are you, dumb? Are you just too filled up with piss? Then Duke dies, and Piss Man fills up with piss without Duke around, and he pops like a dumb balloon because of all that piss that my man Duke couldn't suck out. And for everything that I just said, I'm giving this movie a 10 out of 10.
I give it a 10 out of 10 as well.
10 out of 10. Yeah,
another 10 out of 10.
Okay, so here's some other crap that I did. We like to cover all arts, and so today I thought I'd do something interesting and cover the world of art. And what did I do? This is going to be a quick segment. But do you want to do a thing first?
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Okay, I'll tail in with my little art journey that I had in downtown Los Angeles.
There's a big debate going around in my side of the woods right now.
Yeah, and okay, so Buddy has a great debate, and this is a new segment called Great Debate with Bud Diaz, where you have 1 minute to convince us of one thing or the other thing.
Actually, let's do 30 seconds. I think 30 seconds is more than enough.
Give me a minute, please.
30 seconds. Clay's pot.
Sorry, I'm
Clay's
still laughing from that review. That was good.
I'll meet you in the middle with it.
I don't really
35,
see
35. 35. That's seconds. Not in the.
I don't really
all right.
see. I don't really get why you think his review is funny. But all right,
there's a serious review.
Okay, so this is Scooby-Doo. This is psychedelic 70s crap with.
Yeah, yeah. What am I talking about? Scooby-Doo.
With this is Batman's hanging around and.
The Glarbum Globetrotters.
Globetrotters.
Glarbum? The Gargle Globetrotters.
The Gargle Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Run around. And so this is some
Garland's Globetrotters.
Garland's Globetrotters are coming around, and so this is some psychedelic crap. So let's play some psychedelic music. Here we go.
All right, hit it. All right, so everyone is familiar with Scooby-Doo as in Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? But there is a large school of thought.
We reached the 30-second mark.
Already?
Yeah, we had 10 seconds.
Wait,
but
hold on.
10 seconds.
There is a school of thought.
You need to go fast. We're at the 28-second mark.
That don't call it Scooby-Doo. There's a big group of people that call it Scooby-Doo.
Slow down.
You got 15 seconds.
Let me check the time. You got
nobody calling it Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Scooby?
Yes. There's a large school of people that call it Scooby-Doo.
No.
As in Scooby-Doo-Bee-Doo, where are you?
All right, listen. I don't want to go too much of a tangent because you only have 18 seconds.
If you have a rebuttal,
you have 12 seconds.
You only have 12 seconds left.
It's not Scooby-Doo.
It's Scooby-Doo-Bee-Doo. Where are you?
Rod,
what do you think?
They sing it in the song.
That's the American version.
Oh, are you talking about this? Is like you got 10 seconds.
We're talking about globally.
So globally,
globally, there's a large school of thought that thinks it's pronounced Scooby-Doo-Bee-Doo. Where are you?
9 seconds left.
Scooby-Doo.
I'm not buying it.
So what do you go with,
bud?
I personally go with Scooby-Doo. Okay. That's what I say. That's the way I was raised. That's what I grew up on. But if you grew up on Scooby-Doo-Bee-Doo, where are you, then would be the way you would say it.
I don't believe this crap.
Okay. You got 1 second left, man. Really sell me on this.
I have nothing. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing.
1 second.
I ran out of time already. That's
sing the whole Scooby song in the way that the world might sing it.
Okay, let me get, wait.
Europeans or even New Zealanders.
What the heck now, my man? I'm gonna sync you up a song.
Okay.
Play it on the keys.
I'm not gonna play. Okay, I'll play it on the keys.
It's probably just one key.
Okay, so I'll play. I actually do know the International's Scooby Doo song.
Scooby Doo.
Scooby Doo. So, I'm sorry. I know that's the American Scooby Doo, and I also know the International Scooby Doo. So do you what song are you singing? Are you singing
International?
So you want to do Scooby Doo? Yeah. Scooby-Doo. So all right. So let me go some
okay.
Some French. Parisian.
That would
music.
Make the most sense.
That would make the most sense here. So let me get out my songbook here. Let's go to the P for. Mm-hmm. Wait. Look at this. Can you double check on this? This mm-hmm. is the most Parisian song I can find.
Okay.
And here we go. So here's.
Yeah.
Let me light this up. This is Bud Diaz doing the International Scooby Doo song. Here you go, Bud. Take it away. All right. Let me start on the keys first.
Okay. After one bar. Okay. Scooby Doo. Wait, start over. Okay, yeah, start over.
No, we all make mistakes.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right. You have 3 seconds.
Okay.
Left.
That's not enough time, but I'll try.
I'll do a 3 second version.
Okay.
Okay. Here you go. Go get it, Bud.
Scooby Doo Dee Doo.
No, this is not the right. This is not the right melody.
Wait,
sing the melody of the song.
Wait, no.
Sing the melody right now.
Skip. Oh my. Wait. Scoop. Scooby Doo. I got it. Well, it's hard because it's international.
He can't not sound like Bill Cosby.
No, wait, I know. Fuck.
Okay, let's do this song. Do the international.
Well, it's weird international. You know what they call the Mighty Ducks internationally? It's called champions.
That's crazy. Okay. I know. Either, that's insane.
Yeah, that's Scooby-Doo. Literally okay, so Scooby-Doo. Crazy.
All right, so let me write down these rules.
Scooby-Doo, Be-Doo,
all right, but
where are
let me, okay.
Yeah, sing
you
the song.
Too.
All right, sing the song.
Let me stop.
All right.
Everyone stop.
Yeah.
I'm doing the song perfect. I'm good on my end.
Okay.
So let me set up some guidelines for you.
I would love that.
First guideline.
Yeah.
Sing the freaking song right.
Okay, all right.
Number two. Don't sound like Bill Cosby.
I'm not
trying
to.
In this political climate, we don't need that.
I won't.
Okay.
Okay, but sing it right now just so you have any.
Oh, yeah. Do like a
test. Let me do the American version.
This is like you're in the green room and you're warming up your pipes.
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you?
Okay, cool. Ooh, so now sing the international version. All right.
And with me, can I hop
on? No, wait. Yeah. I just want him to sing it a cappella and then we'll play the music.
Okay, cool.
Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you?
Okay, ready?
Okay, wait. So that you failed the Bill Cosby test, but just keep that in mind.
All right,
but
now here, all right, now here comes the song. Here's
the music accompaniment.
Okay. Under one in.
After one bar. We'll allow that.
Scooby Dooby Doo. You.
Okay, listen, I'll give you a pass.
Yeah.
Let's just do one more.
Uh-huh.
And if you screw up, just pick yourself up and let's just get to it. And
all
let's
right.
finish this song.
Okay, let's do it.
Because I believe in you, my man.
Mm-hmm.
You are my second best friend.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I got my keys.
All right,
ready.
Count me in.
One and a two. Wait for that one bar.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We've got some place to go. Yep. I can count on you. Scooby-Doo. Wait. Fuck. It's confusing the way
pick
it's...
Pick yourself up. Pick yourself up.
I can count on you. Scooby-Doo. No. Scooby-Doo-Bee. Yeah, the second verse is different.
We're coming in on the tail.
We can count on you, Scooby Dooby. Do you want to solve the crime now?
That's really good.
They didn't have the international version on azlyrics.com.
I would say that even if everything considered, I would give that song a perfect score of 10 out of 10. That's just why you're my second best friend.
Yeah, I thought that was a 10 out of 10 performance.
A 10 out of 10 on my end, of course.
Yeah, that's absolutely a 10 out of 10.
Okay, so what do you say, guys? Oh, I got to do my freaking art thing.
Yeah.
Tell me about this art. What happened?
We got a couple minutes.
Okay, so give me...
Where'd you go? Arts district?
Clock me in.
Do you want to sing a song about it?
Clock me in at... I can't do my Scooby-Doo braps over this. I can't.
You want me to stopwatch it or?
Yeah, stopwatch me. Okay. Can you clock me in at 10 seconds? Let's see how quick I can do this. And just like, and wait, keep me on time of when I have to do this crap. Okay, so here you go. So this is the most artistic song I can find in my songbook, and I want to do it along. Okay, so I went.
Wait. Okay. One.
Okay. Another song. Okay, so here we go. So this is clock me in. This is my review of the art crap that I saw this week. Here we go. I went down to Houserworth and I saw Manifesto. It has.
You had 3 seconds.
Okay. We have.
We're done. You're done.
We have. It. Damn it! God damn it!
Yeah.
Okay. 10 seconds isn't a lot.
What do you give it?
I give. Okay. So for my review of Manifesto, and that when I walked down the street, I walked into the Invader show that I was honestly embarrassed to be in. I give both of those shows a perfect 10 out of 10, A+. So that was my quick 10-second art review of what I did over this weekend in the beautiful arts district. So let's play this crap out.
All right.
Okay.
That's been the podcast. Thank you guys all so much for listening. This has been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review.
We have a new shirt out, and this sucker is freaking great, my man. And so it's a Teespring, my guy. So hop on down to the Teespring and check out. Here's another thing: you have to go the app thing, and you have to go to the episode description. Listen, I hate this freaking the podcast app. It's trash because it's hard to get down to the episode summary. So find the episode summary and then go, and then it's like the second link, it's the Teespring. My guy, this is the best freaking wait, can you hop on the keys real quick? This is the best freaking t-shirt that we can get, so I hope hop on, and I hope you enjoy this new t-shirt. This thing freaking
is it 100% cotton?
100% cotton, baby. Let's go, man.
And follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Twitter.
ARCP pod or something like that. Thank you, Forever Dog.
Thank you. Okay, I didn't mean to shout into the mic like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Now this is welcome to the after the show.
Oh, what is this talking?
Yeah, this
talking
is
talking arts.
Yeah. This is talking American Arts and Culture podcast.
No, I can't.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.